Radio is a medium that is so visceral that we remember what we've heard long after the sound has faded. Radio is a companion in the night, a familiar face in a foreign land, a doorway to the imagination. Welcome to your musical imagination. I'm DJ Frederick, and this is the Thrift Shop of the Airwaves. Thank you. Some familiar sounds here on the Radio Thrift Shop, tunes that I have played several times in the past. We started off with the Greg Foate Group and Dark is the Sun, Part 4, from the Dark is the Sun LP. Absolutely brilliant, first note to last, incredible. We followed that up with Sight and Sound with Fragment of Fear, and ended up with Arthur Moore, a tune called Morning Talk. Well, wherever you're listening to me, and whatever time it is, I want to say hello and thank you for tuning in. I'm DJ Frederick. We're here on WSCS every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight, and online at classicalwscs.org. Also archived on radioforall.net. I'll have more tunes in just a moment.
This indie film pick is brought to you by the Indie Film Minute, an immersive online resource connecting film lovers and filmmakers of all different backgrounds all over the world. More information is available at indiefilmminute.com.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. Here is a film more a piece of art than narrative journey. The Iron Lady is crafted to portray the somewhat addled musings of Baroness Margaret Thatcher as she nears the end of her life. Her mind wanders through time as she remembers turning points in her life and powerful career. But remember, this is art, not fact. It's important to understand that we are seeing events as writer Abby Morgan believes Thatcher remembers them, not as pinpoint historical accuracy. Only when we abandon the expectation of straight-form narrative and accept that we are watching the blurred memories of a great woman in her final days can we recognize the special value of this wonderful film. Thatcher upheld her policies with fierce intensity and set the stage for modern extreme conservatism. There are those who hold her up as a hero and those who curse her memory. Yet admirably, the filmmakers managed to take no political sides on the issues. And for those among us who love great acting performances, Meryl Streep is at the top of her form as the Iron Lady, making us hang on for the credits just to be sure it was her. Bravo! Indie Film Minute, not in theaters. Discovery through rental.
Another tune that should be familiar to Radio Thrift Shop listeners, that's Wendy and Bonnie from their LP Genesis, It's What's Really Happening. Before that, John Blakely with Soul Something, and we started off with something fairly new by the On the Spot Trio, a tune called, ironically and strangely, Suction. I don't know how many tunes or songs are titled Suction, but okay. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. I want to give you a little bit of an update since the beginning of 2017 as to some new radio stations that are on the air, some low-power FM radio stations around these United States. Actually, on the 3rd of January, WBQR went on the air in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Also on the 3rd of January, WIWI in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and KXRU in Portland, Oregon. About a week later, around the 9th of January, you had a WBWG, who changed their city of license from Fairmont, West Virginia, to Ida May, West Virginia. Only in West Virginia would you find a town called Ida May. Also, WRHE went on the air in Dayton, Tennessee, and WHPW went on the air in Harpswell, Maine. All of these are brand new low-power FM stations in 2017. A lot of stations coming online all across the United States. And by online, I mean up and running, transmitting over the airwaves, not just on the internet. Doing radio old school, this is DJ Frederick and the Radio Thrift Shop.
Why did Governor DeWitt Clinton build a giant ditch across New York State? To get to the other side. You're on the Soundbeat.
I don't have to call when I want my cell. 15 years on the Erie Canal.
From the time the first shovel went into the ground in 1817, critics blasted the Erie Canal project, dubbing it Clinton's Ditch. But it would go down in history as an engineering marvel. This is Low Bridge, Everybody Down, sung by Edward Meeker in a wax cylinder recording from 1906.
Low bridge, everybody down. Low bridge, I got the finest mule in town.
The canal forever changed shipping in the Northeast, cutting transportation costs a whopping 90%. It also helped open a steady trade route with the Midwest, turning a seed of a downstate port town into the Big Apple.
Low bridge, I got the finest mule in town.
Mules like Old Sal were the early stars of the canal system, but steam-powered barges rendered them obsolete by the end of the 19th century. Sign up for our podcast at iTunes and soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive at Syracuse University. I'm Brett Barry. Thank you.
society. Castle in the air, a force will keep on turning to try and keep you there. Magician in the mountain who lives through life without care. In the misty mountain forests above the castle in the air is a magician in the mountain, and we shall take you there.
A little psychedelic trip there with Sunforest and a tune, Magician in the Mountains. Before that, Ad Libitum with Dear Prudence. We started out with September in a tune called Stump. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, feedback, etc., you can email me at wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. That's wscs@colby-sawyer.edu.
Sing our song, the breaking of the dawn.
This is the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Analog culture for a digital world.
And ghostly thread. I gaze with troubled vision on an old four-poster bed, where Eleanor had risen to kiss the neck below my head and bid me come along with her to the land of the dancing dead. But it's all right, Lady to its son, like living, dying, seeing, being all rolled into one. Then all at once I heard some music in my bone. Same old song I'd heard for years, reminding me of home. But it's all right, Lady Eleanor.
Was one as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock you. the days of old. How magnificently we will fold into the misting. That foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. And when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it, I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock a gypsy soul, just like way back in the day. Together we will fold into the mystic. Come on, girl.
Mr. Gene Bianco, very underrated harp player, and people don't talk about him a whole lot, but he was great in the jazz scene back in the 1940s, 50s, and probably early 60s. That was a tune called Canadian Sunset. Before that, we had Van Morrison with Into the Mystic, Lindisfarne with Lady Eleanor, one of my favorite tunes of all times. Very cool and very mysterious and witchy. We started off with Aaron and Ackley with Let It Shine. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Thanks for tuning in every Saturday evening following Chip Colkard with Out of the Woods. And I'm here at 10 p.m. until midnight.
This is Bird Note. What is that cloud low in the autumn sky, shape-shifting as you watch from a beach or mudflat, suddenly flashing from dark to light? It's a cloud of small sandpipers called dunlins. When threatened by a falcon, for instance, dunlins take to the air, flying so close together that it's hard for a predator to capture one. The dunlin's synchronous twisting and turning is a marvel of aerial acrobatics, with the birds alternately flashing brown backs and white bellies. The speed of change is breathtaking, with hundreds of birds turning simultaneously. A researcher, curious about the lack of mid-air collisions and speculating about extrasensory communication, filmed a few of these flocks. He found that a bird at one edge turns toward the middle and a wave sweeps across the entire flock in less than a second. Like a member of a chorus line, each bird sees the movement beginning to happen and makes the appropriate response. To see that chorus line of dunlin, begin at our website, birdnote.org. Also, sign up for the podcast or weekly preview mail. That's birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.
Tell the truth. tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 45, 45, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew. Nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 55, 55, your arms are hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do. Some machine doing that for you. In the year 65, 65, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too. From the bottom of a long glass tube, whoa, whoa. In the year 7510, if God's a-coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. In the year 8510, God is gonna shake his mighty head. He'll either say, I'm pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start again, whoa, whoa. In the year 95, 95, I'm kinda wondering if man is gonna be alive. He's taken everything this old earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing, whoa, whoa. Now it's been 10,000 years, man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 25, 25, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may.
Well, we've journeyed from the early 1900s until the year 2525 here on the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick wishing you many blessings, and thank you for listening.